Welcome to the Model Railroader, your ultimate destination for all things railroading. From trains.com, we bring you step-by-step modeling and construction projects, insightful reviews, tips from the experts, and more. This program is proudly presented by Aftersight, a community hub for audio news, entertainment, and resources. Find us at aftersight.org. This program is intended to be used solely by individuals who are blind or have low vision. All aboard!
Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader magazine, read by Jason Consul. Today we will be reading the following articles from the editor and news and reviews. From the Editor, by Eric White. Shining a light on your model railroading. We're always looking for ways to make our model railroads look more realistic, and once we do, we're going to want to share that with others. Often that means taking photographs. Effective lighting is an aspect of photography that can take lots of practice and experimentation, but natural light can be much more forgiving. While modeling outdoors isn't necessarily the solution, building a layout or diorama that can be taken outside when the weather cooperates is one way to get the advantages of natural light and shadow. Dwayne Erickson is sharing a second layout with us, and like the first, featured in the April 2015 issue of Model Railroader, his excellent images make the most of natural light. With a trend towards smaller layouts, it's possible to build something that can be moved outdoors. Dwayne offers some useful tips on how to design a layout that will look its best under natural light. You can read more about that on page 32. Looking for a cover image for this month, I thought of our own movable layout, the Fremont Mills Fremo module. We didn't build this with the idea of photographing it outdoors, but it was meant to move. Since the weather was cooperating, Cody Grivno and I packed up the camera gear and took our layout for a ride down the elevator and out in front of Kalmbach headquarters. We were able to find a spot where the trees on the rear edge of the layout blended well into the line of trees that runs behind the empty lot next to our offices. That made setting up the shot much easier. Photographing your models under natural light can be very rewarding. You might even have a spot on your indoor layout where the sun shines in through a window. You wouldn't even have to go outside. The next section is News and Reviews, conducted by Cody Grivno and Bryson Sleppy. HO Scale. HO Scale Locomotives. Montreal Locomotive Works CNR H-6D/G460 Steam Locomotive. Canadian National. 16 road numbers available, also available undecorated. Road number specific details including various coal or oil tender variations, wood or steel cab, manual or power reverser, vertical or horizontal slat pilot, bell location, and headlight size. Light emitting diode headlight, marker lights, classification lights, and flickering firebox light. Complete piping, underbody, and tender details. Direct current model, $499.95. With DCC and sound, $599.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Norfolk and Western Class J484 Steam Locomotive. Norfolk and Western. Four road numbers, early as-built, late as-built, and post-2015 versions. Light-emitting diode headlight, backup light, number boxes, cab interior, and classification lights. Die-cast metal boiler and tender body. Synchronized puffing smoke unit. Metal semi-scale type E couplers. Direct current model, $424.99. With DCC and sound, $524.99. Fox Valley Models line. Scaled trains, reachable at 844-987-2467 or scaledtrains.com. HO Scale Rolling Stock. American Car and Foundry 70-ton 2-bay covered hopper. Detroit, Toledo and Ironton, Alcoa Aluminum, Chicago Great Western, Delaware and Hudson, Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western, Detroit and Toledo Short Line, Lehigh Cement, Minneapolis and St. Louis, New York, New Haven and Hartford, Nickel Plate Road, Norfolk and Western, Penwalt Chemicals, Southern Pacific, Spokane International, Union Carbide / Lind, Union Pacific, U.S. Phosphoric Products, Weyerhaeuser, and Extra / Western Pacesetters. Two or three road numbers per scheme, $29.95. Bowser Manufacturing Company Incorporated, reachable at 570-368-2379 or bowser-trains.com. General American 1928 design 6,000 gallon 3-compartment tank car. Celanese Champlin Refining Company, General American Transportation, Hercules Powder Company, John H. Grace, Magnolia Petroleum Company, Mid-Continent Petroleum Company, correction, Mid-Continent Petroleum Corporation, Mobil Oil Company, Pittsburgh Coke and Chemical, and Standard Tank Car Company. Multiple road numbers per scheme, also available undecorated as kit or ready to run. Fully riveted body and underframe. Separately applied tank handrail and strap detail. Full brake detail and airline. $48.95. Tangent scale models, reachable at 828-412-3886 or tangentscalemodels.com. ITEL Corporation MPAC Spine Car. Atkinson, Topeka, and Santa Fe, Burlington Northern, and Trailer Train. Two 5 or 10 unit sets per scheme is appropriate. Separately applied brake wheel, hidden die cast metal weight, can fit most 40 or 45 foot trailers. 5 pack, $159.99. 10 pack, $269.99. Athern Trains, reachable at 800-338-4639 or athern.com. Pacific Car and Foundry 5241 Boxcar with Exterior Posts. Boston and Main, Berlin Mills, East Erie Commercial, Olympic Railroad, Guilford, St. Lawrence and Atlantic, Saratoga and North Creek, and Union Pacific. Multiple numbers per scheme, 3 door styles, full underbody detail, separately applied wire grab irons. Single car, $54.95. 3-pack, $164.84. 6-pack, $329.70. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. HO Scale Passenger Equipment. Gloucester Subway Car. Toronto Transit Commission. Available as 2-car unpowered display train in 1954 St. Clair Station Diorama, 4-car operating set, and 2-car operating add-on set. Detailed interior including seats and handholds. Light-emitting diode headlights, rear marker lights, destination sign, and interior lighting. Detailed underbody. Wire grab irons. 2-car display set, $249.95. Direct current 2-car set, $279.95. 2-car set with DCC and sound, $479.95. Direct current 4-car set, $549.95. 4-car set with DCC and sound, $749.95. Rapido Trains Incorporated, reachable at 905-474-3314 or rapidotrains.com. Siemens Venture Coach, Amtrak Midwest. 4 road numbers available. Detailed interior with prototypical configurations. Road-specific body configuration. Light-emitting diode interior lighting and user-controlled marker lights. Modeler-installed close couplers included. Blackened metal RP25 contour wheel set, $149. Bachmann Trains, reachable at 215-533-1600 or bachmanntrains.com. Union Pacific Business Car Kennefic. 1 road number. 4 versions. Union Pacific Herald, Big Boy Tour Drumhead, Seal of the President of the United States Drumhead, parentheses George H.W. Bush Funeral Train, close parentheses, and Spirit of the Union Pacific Drumhead. Detailed interior. Separately applied details including handrails and antenna arrangement. Underbody detail with warning labels. Light-emitting diode ditch lights, marker lights, tail lights, interior lights, and drum head as applicable. Minimum radius, 18 inches. $129.99. Broadway Limited Imports. Reachable at 386-673-8900 or broadway-limited.com. HO Scale Structures. Vintage Bowling Alley. Cinder block and decorative brick wall details. Separate large pane windows and traditional quote-unquote glass entry and exit doors. Roof-mounted air conditioners and large vents. Separate electrical box, gas meter, and downspouts. Detailed base with sidewalk. Printed interior and marquee signs included. Freestanding street light. Correction, freestanding street sign. Building without street sign measures 12 and 3/8 inches by 7 and 7/16 inch by 3 inches. $64.98. Walther's Cornerstone, William K. Walther's Incorporated. Reachable at 414-527-0770 or walthers.com. Athearn Genesis HO General Electric P40DC. The HO-scale General Electric, or GE, P40DC diesel locomotive has returned to the Athearn product lineup. The Genesis series model features a newly tooled body with cab-mounted strobe lights, a red emergency light, and other prototype-specific details. Our review sample is decorated as Amtrak P40DC number 813, part of the passenger carrier's 800 through 843 series. The full-size unit was built in June 1993. In Amtrak terminology, the locomotive was classified at -8-40 BP. The passenger diesel was also known as an AMD 103 or Amtrak monocoque diesel 103 miles per hour and P40. After a decade of service, the 813 was stored dead in June 2003. The four-axle passenger unit was retired in October 2019. And sold to Larry's Truck and Electric, a McDonald, Ohio-based company that scraps, rebuilds, leases, and resells diesel locomotives. Athearn's model of the 813 is detailed in its as-built configuration with strobe lights and a red emergency light above the cab windows and a rear holster window. Though the emergency light is wired, it's not connected and therefore non-functioning. The P40DC has a plastic body with many factory-applied parts, including wire vertical handrails, plastic Sinclair and end-of-train device antennas, and a cast metal 5-chime air horn. The model has a detailed cab interior that includes a floor, 3 seats, engineer, and conductor cab consoles, and a rear wall. Crew figures aren't included, but would be easy to install. To separate the shell from the chassis, you need to remove 2 screws, one behind the front truck on the engineer's side, and the other in front of the rear truck on the conductor side. Wires for the strobe lights are connected to the soundboard, so slide the shell off slowly. A motor with dual flywheels is centered in the die-cast metal chassis. Sound-equipped models have 2 28mm round speakers, one each above the front and rear trucks. The P40DC we received is neatly decorated in the Phase 3 scheme. The color separation lines are crisp, and the lettering placement matches prototype photos I found online. The model's dimensions closely follow prototype drawings in the January 1994 model railroader. I used an NCE power cab to test our sound-equipped P40DC. At step 1, the model moved at 5 scale miles per hour. The passenger hauler hit 88 scale miles per hour at step 28. The prototypes could run 110 miles per hour. The speed range can be fine-tuned using configuration variables. Then I took the Athearn model to our Milwaukee, Racine, and Troy layout. It pulled a passenger train between Troy and Williams Bay without issue. The four-axle unit pulled 10 Superliner cars up the 3% grade between Bay Junction and Sky Ridge. The Athearn Genesis GE P40DC is a major leap forward from the direct current blue box kit it released in the 1990s. Improved paint, better details, and advanced lighting features make this passenger hauler look, and sound, more like its prototype counterpart. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and features. Price. Direct current model with 21-pin NEM connector, $209.99 to $219.99. With dual-mode soundtrack Tsunami 2 sound decoder, $309.99 to $319.99. Manufacturer. Athearn Trains, located at 2904 Research Road, Champaign, Illinois, 61822. Reachable at athearn.com. Era, June 1993 to June 2003, as decorated. Road names, P40DC, Amtrak, parentheses, Phase 3 and 5 paint schemes, close parentheses. P42DC, Amtrak, parentheses, Phase 4 and Operation Lifesaver, close parentheses, and Via Rail Canada, parentheses, 2015 repaint, quote, Love the Way, end quote, and Poppy Schemes, close parentheses. 1 to 3 numbers per scheme. Features. Correctly gauged metal wheels. McHenry scale couplers at correct height. Minimum radius, 18 inches. Recommended radius, 22 inches. Weight, 1 pound, 7.4 ounces. Rapido Trains HO Alco RS11. A new run of HO-scale Alco RS-11 diesel locomotives is now available from Rapido Trains. The model features many newly tooled, railroad-specific details, illuminated number boxes, class lights, and control stand lights, and a new 5-pole skew-wound motor. Alco produced the RS-11 from February 1956 until May 1961. During that time, it built 327 locomotives for railroads in the United States and 99 for lines in Mexico. The 1,800 horsepower road switchers were fitted with a 12-cylinder 251 Bravo engine. The sample we received is decorated as Duluth, Winnipeg, and Pacific number 3600, part of the railroad's 3600 through 3614 series. The unit was originally painted in parent Canadian National's green and yellow scheme. It was later repainted in the 1962 black and orange scheme with large DWNP lettering on the long hood. Starting in 1979, DWNP's RS-11s were transferred to Sister Road, Central Vermont. Today, the 3600 is on the Depew, Lancaster, and Western, where it's the carrier's number 1800. The Rapido Trains RS-11 has a multi-piece injection-molded plastic body with a heavy, die-cast metal chassis. The side handrails are metal with plastic stanchions. The end handrails and stanchions are plastic. The model features many freestanding details, including wire grab irons, see-through steps, and metal diamond plate on the walkways. Railroad-specific details on the DWNP model include a recessed brake wheel on the long hood, etched metal chicken wire instead of a grill over the intercooler, and a conical exhaust stack. Plastic cab sunshades and an oval exhaust stack are included with the model. One of the biggest upgrades to the RS-11 is how the shell is attached to the chassis. The original version required a multi-step disassembly process outlined in a video on the manufacturer's website. On this run, all you have to do is remove the front and rear draft gear boxes and 2 screws flanking the boxes. Wires from the printed circuit board are tethered to the cab interior. Our review sample is decorated in Duluth, Winnipeg, and Pacific's as-delivered green and yellow scheme. The paint is smooth and evenly applied, and the yellow is opaque. The separation lines between colors are crisp. I compared the Rapido Trains RS-11 to drawings published in the 1956 Locomotive Cyclopedia of American Practice, Simmons Boardman Publishing Corporation. The model's dimensions accurately matched the elevation drawings. The sample we received has a dual-mode ESU Lock Sound Select V5 decoder. I tested the locomotive in our workshop with an NCE power cab. At step 1, the 4-axle road switcher moved at less than 1 scale mile per hour. At step 28, the RS-11 achieved a top speed of 77 scale miles per hour. The full-size units had a top speed of 65 to 92 miles per hour, depending on the gear ratio. Then I took the locomotive over to our staff layout. The unit ran without incident, leading a pulpwood train on the Wisconsin and Southern. The RS-11 was able to take 10 50-foot insulated boxcars up the 3% grade between Bay Junction and Sky Ridge. Rapido took the lessons it learned from the first run of the RS-11 and made the four-axle road switcher even better. From railroad-specific details to authentic Alco 251 Bravo diesel engine sounds, this HO scale model is an all-around winner. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Facts and features. Price: direct current with 21-pin connector, $225. With dual-mode ESU lock sound V5 sound decoder, $335. Manufacturer: Rapido Trains, located at 500 Alden Road, Unit 21, Markham, Ontario, Canada, L3R5H5. Reachable at rapidotrains.com. Era: February 1956 to 1980s, parentheses varies depending on Pate scheme, close parentheses. Road names: Duluth, Winnipeg and Pacific, Burlington Northern, Central Vermont, Delaware and Hudson, Maine Central, New York Central, Nickel Plate Road, Portland Terminal, and Seaboard Airline. 1-4 road numbers per paint scheme. Features: metal couplers at correct height, metal wheel stubs mounted on plastic axles correctly gauged, weight 13.1 ounces. End scale: Electromotive Division GP15-1 diesel locomotive. This road locomotive from Atlas Model Railroad Company is decorated for Burlington Northern, California Northern, Conrail, GMTX, Missouri Pacific, Union Pacific, and York Rail, and multiple road numbers are available per scheme. An undecorated version is also available. The N-scale GP15-1 features directional light-emitting diode lighting, blackened metal wheels, and AccuMate knuckle couplers. The direct current model sells for $124.95. Trainman Series, Atlas Model Railroad Company, reachable at 908-678-0880 or shop.atlasrr.com. Quick look at the Atlas N-scale Thrall 4750 covered hopper. Price: $24.95 or undecorated for $17.95. Manufacturer: Atlas Model Railroad Company, located at 378 Florence Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, 07205. Found at shop.atlasrr.com. Road names: New Paint Schemes, Transportation Corporation of America, Burlington Northern with FRA-224 stripes, CATX, David J. Joseph Transportation, Midwest Railcar, Minneapolis, Northfield and Southern, and Rail Logistics. New road numbers: Canadian National MPV, also available undecorated. Era: 1970s, correction, late 1970s to present. Comments: Atlas is offering its Trainman Series Thrall 4,750 cubic foot capacity 3-bay covered hopper and new paint schemes and road numbers. The model is based on full-size cars built in the late 1970s and early 1980s. The sample we received is decorated as Transportation Corporation of America 60078, part of the leasing company 60,000 through 60,199 series, built by Thrall Car between June and September 1979. Cars 60,069 through 60,084 were leased to Farmers Co-op Grain and Supply Company of Minden, Nebraska. The Atlas model has a one-piece plastic body with separate slope sheets. Freestanding details include the air reservoir, control valve, and brake wheel. The brake cylinder is molded, as are the ladder rungs, stirrup steps, and crossover platforms. On top, the model has a separate press-fit roof with molded hatch covers. The factory-applied plastic running board casting has molded corner grab irons. Inside, shaped steel weights are secured with screws. Below the sills, the covered hopper has pin-mounted roller-bearing trucks. The hopper bays have molded shaker brackets and basic outlet gates. Our sample is neatly painted red and white. The placement of the graphics matches a prototype image of car 60078 that I found online. The model's dimensions closely follow prototype drawings published in the April 1990 Mainline Modeler. The covered hopper weighs 1.1 ounces, which is correct per National Model Railroad Association Recommended Practice 20.1. The 36-inch plastic wheel sets are correctly gauged. The AccuMate truck-mounted couplers are 1/10th of an inch low on both ends. The Atlas Trainman N-Scale Thrall 4,750 cubic foot capacity covered hopper is ideal for layouts from the late 1970s to the present day. The car would look right at home by a grain elevator or in a freight train. Signed, Cody Grivno, Senior Editor. Thank you for joining us for the Model Railroader Magazine, read by Jason Consul.
You've been listening to the Model Railroader, brought to you by Trains.com. That's TRANES.com, in collaboration with AfterSight. If you've enjoyed this episode, we invite you to visit our website at AfterSight.org for more audio editions and original podcasts. For additional inquiries or to contact us, call us at 303-786-7777 or email contact@aftersight.org. Thank you for listening.